Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thirdingredient.com. Bob is our good guest, our guest and our good friend today. He's one of the top copywriting experts on the planet. He's got awards to speak to that. He's written all the books that talk about that, and he's literally, folks, is one of the top in the world. And we've been happy to have him as part of our world for about 15 years now. Bob, thanks again for being here. Bly.com. Folks, if you want to find out more about how to make your company not be one of in the category that I talk about, where most small business owners are behind the curve on marketing. If you want to not be in that category, hang out with Bob. Bob, thanks again for being here. We're talking about some of your famous axioms of marketing. We talked about in the earlier segment. You talked about you don't have to be subjective anymore. You can measure things now. And I like the part of what you said about results are king. I tell people I worship at the throne of results in the marketplace. I worship at the throne of results.
Well, it's the only. It's the only thing that has meaning, because as we said before the break, subjective judgment is the death of the service business.
Well, and I already know I'm not very good in gambling. Well, when I gamble, it's not really gambling. You know what I mean?
Gambling
presumes you've got a chance to win.
Right.
When I gamble, it's not really gambling because I always lose. So I mean, I'm unlucky when it comes to, if I go to Vegas, I'm the unluckiest guy in the world. So so it's not smart for me to try that in my marketing, in my marketing business either. And I'd encourage other people to do the same thing. Give us some other suggestions.
Here's something people don't often know. There's a formula called RFM. I won't go into in detail, but it does say that. Which people find that defies their assumption. Some things in marketing are counterintuitive. The more recently a customer has bought from you, the more likely they are to do it again right now. I always wondered.
What is RFM? Return frequency? What is it?
Recency, frequency, and monetary. If they bought from you recently, if they buy from you often, and if they spend larger amounts of money, then they are the best customers on your list. And they're the best customers out there. When you rent mailing lists, you pay a premium for the frequency. They're called multi-buyers on the list. Because people know they will respond at a higher rate. Because I always wondered why
are the lists my wife is on.
But I always wondered that this came out. I always wondered why, when you gave money to a charity, did you get another mailing package in the postal days right away? Isn't that crazy? I mean, you just gave the money. Now you don't have any money to give. And my instructor in direct response back then, this was in the 80s, said, no, you're wrong. RFM. That's the time. He asked the class, he says, what's the best day to mail someone who's given to your charity? And everybody had every response. He said, The same day you get their donation.
Well, it's just like the best time to call on a customer when you just made a delivery. Because typically that's when they're the happiest with you.
Exactly. It's really R of the RFM.
Right. And it doesn't mean that they're going to buy exactly what you just delivered. It just means that you're on their mind and may think of something else that they need, because they're going to buy something every day.
Yeah, it also means they are, if you think about your own buying, you'll find that sometimes this is how you function, because you buy something and you suddenly become enthusiastic about the product. You buy a beautiful sweater and suddenly you kind of into sweaters a little bit more. And that's kind of maybe right. the reason it works. It doesn't matter the reason it works, though. It's just what matters is that it is true.
If you ever wonder how some insurance salesmen absolutely become the greatest in the world, whenever they have you, get your physical for a $100,000 policy, well, they'll get you approved for $200,000 policies. You only bought one. You only said, I want $100,000 policy, but they'll get you approved for two. And when they show up with the policy, they'll say, now, here's your policy you ordered, but while I was doing it, I got you another one. You can have this one, too, if you want it.
Well, you know why
White Castle. You'd be amazed how many people take that second one, and that puts you in the quantum leap category. That's when you're that's how you see people become wildly successful selling insurance, and they don't make the people take it; they just make it available.
Yeah, that's how come White Castle became famous for selling multiple burgers. The guy who invented the chain, the first time they opened, he told the cook, "If someone orders a burger, you put two on the grill."
That's right. Well, who's ever bought one White Castle anyway? I mean, I don't understand that. I can't even comprehend that. Hey, Bob, what's your new project you got to tell us about?
Well, my new project is actually not really relevant to marketing, but I have a book coming out in October that is a science biography. Do you know who Nikola Tesla is, right?
Of course.
Well, he and Edison get all the credit for the modern electric system, but there was a third guy who was a corporate guy who worked for GE who did more than either one of them. His name was Charles Steinmetz, and I just wrote his biography.
You going to write a book? Well, you going to launch it on the show?
If you want to. I don't know how relevant it is.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Bly, ladies and gentlemen. Bly.com. Check his website out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.